by Greenwood Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you, Lord. What a mighty God you are, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you the highest praise, Father, for you're worthy of all our praises, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you for this precious opportunity, my Father, to come together collectively, all of those who are under the sound of my voice, and individually, all the way into your presence, Father, like you always summons us into, Father, whenever you do this broadcast. And for that, we say thank you, Lord. For once again, pointing unto us the golden scepter of righteousness, stating that we can come all the way to your very throne of grace, obtain mercy, find grace to help us in our time of need. What a mighty God you are. That you would allow us to come and obtain mercy. Hallelujah. And find grace to help us in our time of need. Thank you, Father. And for that, we praise your holy name, Lord, that in spite of, we can come all the way into your presence and obtain mercy. All our shortcomings, all our weaknesses, all our inabilities, all our sins. And find your grace that's sufficient to not only cleanse us from all our sins and deliver us from all our sins, Father, but that we might walk in righteousness, producing the fruit of holiness, being just like you. So as we see you, Father, we become more and more and more like you. We decree that and we declare that, Father. And for that, we praise your holy name, that you who have begun a good work on the inside of us, that which was in the beginning, you are faithful God, and you're going to complete that. And for that, Father, we say thank you. And we give you glory and honor and praise. And Father, we take you up on your invitation, and here we are, Father. Seated at your feet, to eat from the king's table. Here's our cup, Father. Here's our lives. Here's our minds, our souls, our will, our emotions, our attitude, our spirit, our soul, and our bodies. Here we are, Lord. We lift you up, Father, and we say, fill our cup. Feed us. And as always, we'll be careful to give you all of the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Be it unto us now, according to your word, Father, that you speak into our spirit, souls, and body. Be it unto us according to your word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word is eternal, Father. And we thank you, Father, that as we eat from the King's table, that you impart unto us and into us your indestructible, incorruptible, ever-living seed of your word, and that it might grow up on the inside of us, Father, and produce much fruit. For therein are you glorified, that we bear much fruit, that we bring manifestation to your word. And then send us, my Father, into a lost and dying world to compel the lost and dying to come in. Come into your kingdom. Use us for your glory, Father. Holy Spirit, have your way. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Well, listen, the more I say that, the more I like saying that. And you know something else? The more I say that, the more real that becomes to me. And listen, I hope that I pray that the more you hear it, the more real it becomes to you too. Just like the more I say it, the more real it comes to me. But that we really are mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Ain't no cliche. Ain't just no Bible verse. That's the word of the King. That's the word of life. That's the word of the Most High God. Regardless of what anybody else say, man, anything else say, anything, anybody, anything, any circumstance, any situation, any symptom, regardless of what it might say, any lawyer, any doctor, any banker, any whoever, anybody, regardless of what anybody might say, any banker, hallelujah. That's what the King say, hallelujah. And boy, his word is law. Hallelujah. Say it again, brother. His word is law. And boy, if we say, be in his image and be in his likeness, and we sing and shout and praise him all the time that our God is a mighty God. And then he say, be in his image and be in his likeness, and that means we got the same character and the same nature too, what? As a mighty man and a mighty woman, just like our Father. He's a mighty God. And we all spring from him, so we are mighty men. If you are male, if you're a male body, and a mighty man, female, if you're in a female body, still an offspring of God. It don't matter whether you got a male body or a female body. You're still a man. What's man? That's spirit. What's... Somebody say, what did he say? I say, that spirit, man, just like the Most High God. Little spirit beings. Not God in and of yourself, but boy, little offsprings of God. Little children of the Most High God. Well, you know what? Children of the Most High God. I ain't talking about men, children of mere men and mere women of our earthly parents. That's our physical birth, but I'm talking about where your original birth, your spiritual birth, where you originated from. Your body is just the house you live in. A physical territory to dominate this physical territory called earth. Boy, you're a little offspring of God. You're a little spirit being. What do you mean that? Let me see if I can say it in a simpler way. You're a little life form. What kind of life form? The same life form as the Most High God, the creator of the universe. We call him our Father. That's source and sustainer of life. That's why I call a Father in the natural. He's the source of the life. What? He gives the seed. But to the end, and what they're doing, it produces man what he gave. He's the source of the life. Well, you can't have no life without having the seed. And you can't have no life without having, man, you know, a womb, an egg for the seed to contact and then reproduce. So he's the source of the life. And not only the source of the life, he's the sustainer of the life. He take care of the life. Sometimes we got it backwards. We make the father like the head of the house. The father is not the head of the house. The father is the foundation of the house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say it again, brother. Boy, he's the foundation of the house. And if the foundation is solid, then, boy, you ain't got to worry about no winds and no waves or nothing like that. You ain't got to worry about being on no sand or nothing like that, boy. If the foundation is solid, what's the foundation, boy? Our Father. It's Almighty God. Every time about the creator of the universe, he all that and everything else, boy. But not only is he all of that, boy, he want a more intimate relationship with you than just the God of the universe and the God of creation. He wants you to know him as Father, source and sustainer of your life. I mean, he's the source of our life, and he didn't limit himself. He ain't no deadbeat dad either. He take care of his children. I'm going to say that one more time. Boy, he not only the source of his children, but he take care of his children. He take good care of his children. And boy, he wants his children to come to the knowledge of him. So they can not just stop having church. I don't mean stop having church, but they may go on. There's a going on in God. There's a going on, man, past having church on good, and having good church on Sunday and getting stirred up and emotionally and everything else. But that's for a purpose. So that, boy, we don't just have good church on Sunday, but, boy, on Monday, man, through the rest of the week, all the way through Sunday, not just on Sunday, but every day of the week, that, boy, we be the church. Be that chosen generation, that peculiar people, that royal priesthood of the household of God, of the family of God, the children of the Most High God, the offspring of God. And you don't tell me you not mighty. Devil just don't want us to know that. He don't want us to know who we really are. You don't mind us climbing up the ladder of the chain of success in this natural world. You know, hell wants you to climb up the ladder of success in the real world for who you really are in Christ Jesus. And he sure don't want you to come to the knowledge of who you really not only are in Christ Jesus, but you all was dead before the foundation of the world. God already decided what he wanted. Even before he began to create it, he decided what he wanted. Boy, everything began with an idea. Everything. Ideas is the source of everything. The car you drive was first an idea. The house you live in was first an idea. The clothes on your back was first an idea. The shoes on your feet was first an idea. His radio broadcast was first an idea. Then when it was spoken, it became a logos. What? That's a spoken idea. That's a word deed. And boy, I'm telling you something, man, by word, boy. The life or the death. You can either speak words of life or you can speak words of death. That's why God wants you to come into his presence so that you can learn how to speak words of life. So that you can change your whole way of thinking, your whole way of talking, your whole way of walking, your whole way of living. From just living like civilians and mere men and mere women, boy, you come to know that you ain't just a civilian. You are the royal household. You are the royal family. You're not just a citizen, man, of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, but you're in the royal family. Can you imagine what the royal family of these natural kingdoms that we know of over there in Britain or England, man, where King Charles is over there, man? I'm talking about the royal family. I ain't talking about the servants and all the ones that close to. I'm talking about the royal family, the children and the grandchildren and the royal family. That's just in the natural kingdom. Think about that in the same way, boy, in the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven that you have been translated into. Of the royal household of God. That's what the king said about you. That's what the king said. You're a chosen generation. A peculiar people. A royal priesthood. And just like, boy, the more I say on there, hey, mighty men, hey, mighty women of the Most High God. Hey, listen, I told you every time I say it, boy, listen, the more real it become to me. It's already real. It's just becoming me into the glory of it, to the manifestation of it, to where it's manifesting in our life. And how that happen, all this, everything starts with a seed. He just sowed a seed. What's the seed? Well, that's the seed. What seed is that? That's the seed of the word of God. That's what the king said. Well, when you sow them seeds, the Bible says, like man, a sower just go out and sow the seed in the field, and then he go on and go to bed. He know it not how, but the earth brings forth of itself. First the blade, then the ear, then the corn, then the harvest time. Well, what I'm talking about, boy, just planting the seed of God's word into our heart, into our spirit. If you tune into this broadcast, that's what it's all about. That's why they say come eat at the king's table. Thank God for us eating at the servants' table tomorrow, Sunday, in our Sunday service. But boy, I wonder how many of us can hear, man, with the spirit of the Lord. Is saying to us about what the fivefold ministry is saying to us. Well, we as men of God and women of God are saying to you, can you hear the voice behind the word? Jesus said this, my sheep hear my voice. They hear my word. Why? Because they know that that's the word of life. Jesus told them to eat my flesh and drink my blood. You know, a lot of them didn't walk with him no more because they couldn't understand that. And Jesus turned to the disciples and said, y'all going to go too? Peter said, no, Lord, you got the words of life. Go. I'm going to stick with you all the way to the end. Even if there come times in my life where I might deny you, I might may come against you, I might may not be, but nevertheless, hey, you who have begun a good work on the inside of me, you're going to complete it. And just like Jesus was mighty man up on the earth, so were them disciples. They became who they already were. They were more than just fishermen and tax collectors, boy. They were mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. You know what their assignment was and why Jesus called them, you know, and trained them up in that way? You know what the purpose for that was? Him calling those 12 disciples? You'll find that out in John chapter 17. That's the Lord's Prayer. Not Matthew 6, not the Our Father prayer. The Our Father which are in heaven, that's not the Lord's Prayer. That's Jesus teaching his disciples how to pray. That's a seminar on prayer. That's like a template. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's like a resume. You know, if you apply for a job, you get a resume, then you pull that up online, and then there you come out, print it out, there it is, the resume. But you got to fill in the information. You got on their name. You got to put in your name. You got on their man. The whole hook of what you're applying for, your skills, your talents, all that. You got to fill that in. So that's a template. That's Jesus teaching his disciples on how to pray. Each one of those men, you know, turned into a seminar man on how to pray. Our Father. First thing he's saying is, man, listen, don't just come on your behalf and by yourself. Man, you bring others with you. It's not only on you and your folk, but, man, bring the whole human race with you. Our Father. Who? What part is I'm a source and I sustain? You have to put in that information right there. You my source. You my sustainer. You my God. I put my trust and confidence in you. You know, you created me. You made me. I'm not my own, you know. You know, I was lost. I've been purchased back, you know, with the blood of your son. I belong to you. You're not only the Almighty God, the creator of the universe, and you my Father, and not only that, you my Lord. But, hey, amen, you own me. You got to put in them blanks. When they say our Father, our source, our sustainer. They ain't got to give him his props. Hallowed be your name. That's praise and glory and honor. Why? Because, boy, if he's your father and if the Lord is your shepherd, then you ain't got to want for nothing if the Lord is your shepherd. Now, if your pastor is your shepherd and your bishop is your shepherd and your pope is your shepherd and or your religion is your shepherd or your denomination is your shepherd or your church is your shepherd then, or your belief is your shepherd, then hey, you might have to worry about something. But if the Lord is your shepherd, what do you mean the Lord is your shepherd? Boy, if you led and guided me by what the king say, the word of the Lord, and the Lord, you won't want for nothing. And let me tell you something, when I say you won't want for nothing, you don't have to have a quarter in your pocket. The Bible say, boy, your father know that you have need of all these things. Who? Your father, your source and your sustainer. But if you just seek on, keep on seeking first the kingdom of God, what boy, hey, what God is doing and his way of doing it, and his principles and his functioning principles and how he functions and how he get things done. And boy, as you come to the knowledge of that and then get some understanding of that and then go to that third and crucial stage where you begin to apply that knowledge and understanding to your everyday life, then you're going to make your way prosperous and you'll have good success. Say it again, brother. I say, then you'll make your way prosperous, and you'll have good success. Success in what, boy? Being that mighty man and woman of the Most High God that we are. Hallelujah. Well, what the king say? King say, come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance. All of the kingdom of heaven that was yours before the foundation of the world. I told you, he already decided what he wanted, even before he began to create it. It all started with an idea. He said, I'm on me a whole bunch of them just like my only begotten. And I'm going to give them their own territory. And they're going to be in their territory just like it is in my territory. That boy, me and my family going to be one. Hallelujah. They're going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. Forever. And ever, and ever, and ever. Governed by my royal family, the children of the Most High God. Very long. With that kind of family, you think you ain't gonna take a mighty man and a mighty woman of God to do that. And let me tell you something, that mighty woman and mighty man of God that it takes to do that, boy, the potential. The potential that it takes to accomplish that is already on the inside of us, too. We just have to tap into it. What you mean tap into it? Come to the knowledge of that, who we really are, that we really are mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. We just got to grow up in that. And I'm going to say this again. The more I say that, hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking about every last one of you on the sound of my voice, whether you receive it or not, boy, that's still who you are. Bible says, even if there's some unbelief, shall that unbelief make the word of God of none effect? Man, God forbid. I tell you, man, what the king said, go. He gonna, if he, listen, if he spoke it, shit is already done. Even if you don't see it manifested yet, if he spoke it, it's already done. If you say, I'm the Lord thy God who will take sickness away from the midst of you, hey, let me tell you something, man, you ain't trying to get here. He already took sickness away from the midst of us over 2,000 years ago. His power and his authority over our lives. He took that away from the midst of us. Now you got to exercise your authority and your power over it. How?
My boy, I'm talking about boy that knows principle, knows law. What the kingdom of God is like? It's like a soul who just sowed seed, and he went on going to be. What he started saying then? What? Hey, when you start hearing it, faith come by hearing. So the more you hear, hey, mighty man and mighty woman of the Most High God, you start, and coming to the knowledge of it and having some water put on there, you start changing your whole thinking. Well, you start repenting. What you mean? Changing your whole way of thinking. Instead of thinking like a mere man and a mere woman, you start thinking like a mighty man and a mighty woman. Glory to God. And as a man thinking in his heart, then so is he. Hallelujah. 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 And that's why I go out and put Kingdom Life Fellowship Outreach Ministry on this radio broadcast. Hallelujah. So that you might hear that and hear that and hear that. And every time you're tuning into this radio broadcast, boy, that's what you're going to hear. What that is, boy, that's the gospel of the kingdom. That's the gospel that Jesus was talking about when he said, hey, listen, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. What's the gospel to the poor? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is here, has arrived, has returned. And soon as when I finish doing what I'm doing and you believe in me, then it's not only going to be here, they're going to be all the way on the inside of you. They're going to get on the inside of you. They're going to begin on the inside of you. They're going to begin in that mighty man and that mighty woman of God that you call. They're going to begin in your spirit being. Your spirit man going to come alive. When the seed of that word, boy, hit the womb of your spirit, then that spirit man that's created in the image and likeness of God that's laying dominant in your body, hey boy, when it received the seed of God's word, when it received God's word, when it grabbed a hold to it and seed it, just like man, you know, when the sperm is released, man, then they all dash toward the egg, and that egg receives one of the sperm. And baby, a conception take place. But in the same way, man, with the word of God, as he sow it in your life, he say, it just sow the seeds. And he go to bed. He don't know how, but the earth brings forth of itself. So I just come on here every chance we get, man, and just sow the seeds. Maybe we'll talk about that in one of these broadcasts, you know, the soil that the seeds fall in. Some seed fall by the wayside. Some seed fall on stony ground. Some seed fall on thorny grounds. And some seed fall on good ground. That's four types of hearts. That's four types of soil that the seed is scattered among, that's out there in the world. It's in the, that's on this earth. You got hard hearts. That's something you want to hear. That's something you know. You got some with stony hearts. They hear, but it don't have no roots. So it might pop open, but the sun scorch it up, and it don't bear no fruit either. That's those who come into church and hear the word of God, and just in there, you know, and they didn't did they do it? They went to church for that Sunday, and the word went in one ear and came out the other. That's why you hear people say sometimes, you know, preach a good sermon today, and then you ask a man 2 days later, "What was the sermon about, man?" And you don't know, but 2% of what the whole message was all about, and then you miss the whole. That's the seed that fall on stony ground. Don't have no root. It don't go deep enough. So they don't really hear, you know, they just performing in religious rituals and ceremonies and customs and rites and that's religion. And then you got something that fall on thorny ground. That's the one in church shouting, hallelujah, amen, everything to what the preacher say. Amen. This priest starts saying, yeah. And boy, look like our children, man, like, they seem like they're getting worse. And boy, the people be saying, amen. Listen, you don't say amen to everything. Amen means yes, and so shall it be. So the preacher say, amen, you know, our children are killing one another. You don't say amen to that. You say, Lord, have mercy. And let your grace abound. Hallelujah. But when you say amen to that, you're saying yes, and so shall it be. And that's just giving the devil, man, more legal rights and privy to interfere while you line up your word with what he's doing instead of what God is doing. You know, there comes a time when we come into the kingdom of God that we begin to grow up. Because, see, faith come by hearing and hearing and hearing. It don't come by having heard. You can't just hear something one time and say, I got faith. No, you know, that might be the seed. You know, it might be planted and everything else, but you got to hear and hear and hear and hear and hear and hear. How long, Arthur? Forever. That's a continual hearing. That's a continual man going before the throne of God's grace, man, and eating at the king's table. Not just on Sundays doing church service, not just on Saturdays doing radio broadcasts, man. I'm talking about, man, constantly, every day. And the good news is you can go boldly. You can go there, but listen, the good news is you can go there boldly. Boldly means without any sense of guilt or condemnation. You ain't got to go cowling like you're so unworthy. Man, I told you everything that God has done for you and everything that God is bringing us to the knowledge of and who we are and everything, we deserve all of that. We deserve, man, to know the truth so that the truth can, man, set us free, man, from this bondage of slavery, man, of this world system that we've been born, trained, and conditioned to live according to as mere men and mere women. When all the time, we the royal household of the Most High God, we the family of God, we the sons and daughters of the Most High God, with all power. Power, man, from heaven, power on earth, even power on the earth, but that even, man, you know, physical death, power even over that. We ain't gotten to that part yet, the power that we have. We're just coming to the knowledge of who we are. And as we come to the knowledge of who we are, boy, let me tell you something, that's just the beginning, boy. That's only the beginning, boy. As you come to the knowledge of who you are, and then you start coming to the revelation, man, of the potential that we have on the inside of us. And we come to the knowledge of not just who we are, but also where we come from and why we here and the potential that we have on the inside of us and where this thing all end up with, man, somebody say, what did that man say? I say, and then you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And who the Son set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Set you free from what, man? I'm talking about all the abundances of this world system that we live in. Even though we're in it, we're not of it no more. We have a whole different world. You've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of God, dear Son. I don't give you a whole lot of chapters and verses, you know, because, man, if you're going to be a disciple of Christ, hey, man, listen, the way technology is now, boy, it's so easy, man. You can go, somebody call me and say, what is that in the Bible? Listen, all you got to do is say, hey, Siri, or, hey, Google, hey, whoever, you know. Where in the Bible that does say, boy, that we are the sons of God? You can just say anything to that, man, and it'll bring the scripture right on up to you. So I don't come to you in chapter and verse. Why? Because, man, listen, as long as it's in chapter and verse, it ain't going to do you no good. You got to get it out the chapter and verse and get it out on the inside of you. That's why I say come to the king's table, because it's not men in chapter and verse there. That's an invitation. Hey, God don't want you to know the Bible in chapter and verse. He wants you to know the life that's in the Word of God that's in the Bible. The life that's in the Word of God that's in the Bible. It's like a treasure that's hid in the field. What life is that? That's the life of the Word of God about, boy, who you are, who he is, and who you are. In other words, I'm saying it's simple, like I always say. It's what the king said. I ain't talking about what Peter, James, I'm not Peter. I ain't talking about what Isaiah and Jeremiah and Moses and all everybody else say. Yeah, that's included in it, but I'm talking about more sure words. I'm talking about, boy, that which was not in the beginning, like Genesis chapter 1, you know. The correct way of that is say in beginnings. That's just one of the beginnings of God. God ain't got no beginning. He ain't got no end. In 1 John, it said this. It said different. Watch what it said in 1 John. Not that was in the beginning, but that which was from the beginning. That which we have seen and have touched and have handled. That's John writing about, boy, I'm talking about that which was from the beginning. Where he come from? He come from God. Who is God? He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He began the beginnings. He was before there ever was any kind of beginnings, man. He the one who began the beginnings. He's saying that which was from the beginning, not in the beginning, but that which was in the heart of God, and we seen it and we touched it. What was in the mind of God? What was God originally intended? What was God's purpose and plan our life? He said, we saw it, we touched it, we held it, we ate with it. We were his disciples. And that's what we declare unto you. What? The message that he declared unto us. Hallelujah. Peter said, he told me when I was fishing for fish, hallelujah, and boy, it ran into a crisis, man, and didn't have no fish and didn't have no fun, and man, I was up against a crisis, boy, then you came in and you not only, man, I'm talking about you showed yourself in a mighty way. You picked me up out of a crisis, man, and set my foot on a solid, watch this here, foundation. I told you it's a foundation. Hallelujah. What he did, boy, he delivered. He manifested, boy, the kingdom of God in Peter's life. It wasn't just enticing words of man wisdom, boy. He demonstrated it in demonstration and in power. Yeah, and he did some miracles that brought Peter, man, you know, to a revelation. What? A revealed knowledge. What? That this man here, I got to hear what he got to say. I need to hear what he got to say. You know what he said to him? He said, right now you're a fisherman, you catch fish, but I'm going to make you a fisherman of men. Hallelujah. What you mean a fisherman of men? From now on, instead of catching fish, you're going to be winning souls to the kingdom of God. You're going to be winning souls to the kingdom of God. Hey, Peter, you're going to be winning souls to the kingdom of God. You're going to be winning souls, Peter. Not to your church and not to your denomination and not to your theology and not to your belief, not to your... You're going to be leading souls to the kingdom of God. You're going to be leading souls, man, back into the presence of the Most High God. What's the kingdom of God? That's the kingdom of heaven. That's where our Father is. Our Father, watch this here. Remember in the prayer, I say, where he not on earth. Where is he at? In heaven. So if our Father's in heaven, then all our resources is in heaven too. All our blessings and everything else. The Bible says this, thanks be unto God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's where all your blessings is at. It's in heavenly places. We talked a few weeks ago about that place. All your blessings is in that place. What place is that, man? You know, hey, come, man, eat from the king's table, boy, and fellowship. with your Father. What did that boy say it in John, say it in 1 John? He said, we've seen it, we touched it, we held it. That's what we declare unto you, the word of life, that in him is no darkness at all. Who is that? The word of life. What? The word of life. This ain't just no sermon. This ain't just no... This is the word of life. Glory to God. What life? The life that's in Christ Jesus. You know what the Bible says about that life that's in Christ Jesus? It says this here. Oh, wretched man that I am. In Romans chapter 7, as it is, and Paul was saying the things, sometimes things I want to do, I don't do. In other words, Paul said, I ain't reached the mark yet. I still got some issues. But as I'm pressing on, man, who's going to deliver me and say, thanks be unto God for Christ Jesus. Why? For the law of the spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus. What? The law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. What law is that, boy? The word, boy, that he spoke. That's the, what he say? I only say what I hear my Father say. See, I ain't no prophet. See, the prophet spoke for God. Jesus Christ, he say, I am God. Me and my Father are one. I ain't speaking for God. I am the word of God. That God speaking to you himself. If you hear my word, hey, listen, that's God speaking to you. That's why I say come be all the way behind the veil so that you can hear me and God speak to you about what I say. Because all I'm doing, I'm just scattering the seeds. I'm just planting the seeds. I'm just like John the Baptist, boy. I'm preparing the way, boy. Come on, my son. So, boy, the king to come in your life. Boy, God said this, he said, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. So you have heard that he has been said. He started quoting the Old Testament prophets. He said, but this one here, this ain't no prophecy. This is the fulfillment of the prophecy. I'm going to say that again. This ain't no prophecy. This is the fulfillment of the prophecy. This is the fulfillment of what I see. What you saying? Let's make them in our image and our life. And let them have dominion. And boy, he manifested that on the earth in his son, Jesus Christ. Well, didn't he have dominion, man, over everything? Wouldn't he, man, see? Walking and talking and operating, man, in a power that unknown to mankind, boy. I'm talking about representing God and God's character and God's nature on the earth. Wasn't he a mighty man on the earth? Listen, with all the mighty works and things that Jesus was doing, he wasn't doing that as the son of God. He was doing that as the son of man. What you mean by that, Arthur? He wasn't like he was almighty God and he was more than everybody else. No, all those things that he was doing and operating in and functioning in and disciplining upon the earth, he was doing that as the son of man. Listen, that's some things that the son of God does. And that's the thing that Jesus Christ, all the mighty things that he was doing and preaching and operating and demonstrating, he was doing that as a son of man. What you mean? He was just a natural man, too, man, born of a woman, man. You know, but man, listen, the difference, man, between him and natural man was he was full of the Holy Spirit and acting on the word of God. He wasn't just speaking the word of God, boy, he was acting on it. And he was doing that as a man. To show you and I that as mere men and mere women, who we really are. That's why he said things like the things I do, you can do also. As I am, so are you. The works that I do, that the Father sent me, I send you. You ought to read John chapter 17 sometime, and you'll find, you know, the Lord's Prayer out there. In Matthew chapter 6, like I told you, that's just a seminar on Jesus teaching his disciples on how to pray. In Matthew chapter 17, you'll see the Lord's Prayer there. He prayed, man, to be glorified with God again. You know, in other words, for the fulfillment of the promise. Then he prayed for the disciples. And what he prayed for the disciples, that they might be one, just like he and his father's one. And then he prayed for not only those disciples, but all those who will believe on me through their message. That's all of us. That what? That we all might be one. That we all might be filled with the glory of God. That we all might reach the fullness of a stature of Christ, a fixed, predictable image of Jesus. Till we act like Jesus, live like Jesus, think like Jesus, talk like Jesus, walk like Jesus, right? Who had all power, even over death. They crucified him and he got up. Hallelujah. And then he was saying to you and I, hey, you see me, you see the Father. You see the love of the Father in me, and the same love that that the Father had towards you. And that same spirit that raised me from the dead, that same spirit living on the inside of you. And just like the Holy Ghost raised me from the dead and set me at the right hand of the Most High God, said Jesus, so shall that spirit that lives on the inside of you raise you up from that physical death that you're going to encounter too, and set you at the right hand of the Most High God too. Far above all your circumstance, situation, and symptoms. What you talking about, Arthur? I'm talking about that mighty man and that mighty woman of God that's on the inside of all of us. I'm talking to that man. That man come forth. Did that man come alive and rise up and begin to grow up and begin to crawl, then to walk, then to run, then not get weary. And just keep on pressing on toward the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. As you're pressing your way toward a mark, what's the mark? That's the destination. That's the finish line. What's the finish line? That's the next thing in the outline of that prayer that Jesus Christ was praying. He said, here's what you got. Here's what you ought to pray. You don't pray for houses and clothes and finance and everything else. Your Father know that you have need of that. What's your first petition? After you say, our Father, which art in heaven, and then you give him his promise, hallowed be your name, glory and honor to him, man, for who he is and what he's done. Now, your first petition, Father, what? Thou kingdom come. What? Thou kingdom come. He didn't say thou religion come. He said thou kingdom come, and thy will be done. He didn't say mankind's will and man greatest for our life. He said, but Lord, your kingdom, your governing influence of the territory that you come from, heaven. Our Father, which art well in heaven, let the governing influence of heaven, the way heaven is governed, the way heaven operates and is ran, that governing system. Let your kingdom, let your governing system come, and let your will for our lives be done. What's the first request? Let your kingdom come, and your will be done. Where? In our lives. But thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth just as it is in heaven. But thy kingdom come and thy will be done. How and where? On earth and in earth. How? Just like it is in heaven. You've been praying just the opposite. You've been praying to go to heaven. Jesus Christ said, hey, listen, you pray that boy, heaven man, that then came to you, be man made known in your life. You try to get to a place that God brought you from. He brought you from him to dominate this earth. To govern, watch this, to govern his governing system of heaven on this earth. That's the will of God. That it be in our lives here on earth just like it is in heaven. And watch this here. forever. Why you say that, Artie? So that when you know your destination, where's your destination? That his will be done in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. When it's all said and done, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be, man, of that place I've been telling you about, man. What place is that? Well, that's the kingdom of heaven on earth. First in the hearts of mankind, like it is in our hearts today. And then it's going to not only be in our hearts, as it get in our hearts, from the abundance of the heart, then the mouth going to speak. From the abundance of the ideas and the revelation that's in our heart, then our mouth going to speak it. And as our mouth speaking, just like when Jesus spoke and things happen, just like when God spoke and things happen, when we speak, things going to happen, baby. Also, glory to God. Why? Because, boy, we've been eating from the king's table and coming to the knowledge, boy, of what's really going on. Why? Let's seek it first, the kingdom of God. Let's allow a man with the kingdom of God to come in our lives. Not religion. Not rituals and ceremonies and traditions and all that. That's all has a role in it, man. But whatever going on in God, man. But to reach man the destination and the intent and the plan and the purpose, boy, that he intended for our lives. That's what seeking first the kingdom of God is, Lord, and let his kingdom come. Well, look, Lord, thank God for what man is doing for God. They mean well and everything else. They got good intentions and everything else, but I ain't talking about, man, what we doing for God. I'm talking about what God doing for us. There's a difference. It's about what we can do for God, but it's first and foremost about us coming to the knowledge of what God has done and is doing through us. Then what we do for God will be more of him. It won't be us doing the work, it'll be him doing the work through us. I'm just scattering some seeds. I'm just sowing seeds out into the fields. Some fall on stony ground, some fall on thorny ground, some fall on good ground. Unfortunately, some fall by the wayside. And boy, let me tell you something, the devil coming, he ain't just coming to get that one fall by the wayside. He coming to get every A and every M. He coming to steal this word out your heart. My brother said something the other day that kind of revolutionized my life. Yeah, you know, last week before I came on the broadcast, you know, he told me, he said, brother, you're not like the other preachers. Man, that kind of went off on the inside of me like a neon light, man. It kind of like revolutionized my life. You know, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. That's why the body of Christ does, man. It edifies one another, man. It speaks life to one another, man. And when it speaks life to one another, man, that edifies. That would be the body of Christ, though. And, man, you know, that went off on the inside of me. And, you know, and he's right. I'm really not. I don't have but one assignment. You need why I'm not like most of the preachers? Because, you know, it's a difference between me and, you know, being a religious figure and being a king. It's a difference between me and, you know, a pope and a king. It's a difference between a president and a king. It's a difference between mayor or governor than a king. It's a difference between, man, you know, a bishop or elder or pastor or teacher, all those titles you fall upon, and an ambassador. That's a difference. I found out something in the Word of God that we are ambassadors of Christ. What do you mean, ambassador of Christ? that we only have to represent one thing. What is that, boy? That's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. Lord, it's not our denomination, not our theology. To represent what? To represent God on the earth. To represent men our Father on the earth. To represent Him. Not our denomination. Not our religion. Not our church. But to represent Him and His kingdom. That's why I say, pray this, Lord, let your kingdom come. And let your will be done. Well, in our lives here on earth. How? Just like it is in heaven. When? Now. Then you find out, man, what His will is for your life and His desire is for your life. And then when you find that out, you say, Lord, let that come. Well, that I be in your image and be in your life and I have dominion over my life here on earth. Yeah, let that come. You saying it can be in my life here on earth just like it is in heaven. That can begin in my heart. And I can start charting my course toward that destination right now. As if I was already there, because that's my destination. That's the destination that you set for my life, that I be in your image and be in your likeness, ruling and reigning on the earth and making the whole earth just like that little atmosphere and environment called the Garden of Eden that you placed mankind in from the beginning, or in the beginning, that was already in your heart and mind from the beginning. And that word that you begun on the inside of us, even though man tripped up and fell and from his dominion over the earth that you gave him, yeah, that don't nullify, boy, what the word that gone forth out of your mouth. They can't stop you from accomplishing what you've already seen. Because that's the word of the king. Hallelujah. I told you, heaven and earth gonna pass away, but the word of the king, that's gonna abide forever, man. That ain't going nowhere. Boy, I found that out way back in 1980 when I really started reading the Bible. Boy, it said in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let me say that in a different way. In the beginning was Jesus. And Jesus was with God, and Jesus is God. And in Jesus was life. And that light that's in Jesus began to shine in the darkness of men's hearts and lives. That light. And the light of that light, the revelation of that light, it made known, it manifested on the earth. That light, Jesus, began to shine in the darkness, and the darkness couldn't put it out. And it kept on shining, even until the day. They're going to keep on shining for him. What's that, boy? That's the Word. Who is that? That's Jesus. And later on, they say, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. What? And Jesus became flesh. The Word became a human being. And we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father. That's John chapter 1. And watch what it say. We beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. What's that? Boy, that's God's willingness to be our source and sustainer. His willingness to save us. His willingness to redeem us. His willingness to restore us. His will. His willingness, man, to recover all men, everything that we lost, and give it back to who it belonged to. Glory to God. He became flesh and it dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And here's the good news. Here's the gospel. And of his fullness, what was he full of? Life of God, the nature of God. And of his fullness have we all received. Let me tell you something, boy. Everything that he say you are, you are. Everything he say you have, you have. Everything that you say you can do, you can do. And where you say you're going to end up at, that's where you're going to end up at. You know where you say you're going to be end up at as I close this this broadcast today in his presence forever and ever and ever.